Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown. Cloudy skies throughout the day, mix of rain and snow, high near 41, and then cloudy tonight with some flurries, and then clouds continue on Thursday as well. And Health Commissioner Chad Brown again is our guest, and I asked Chad, I said, "How? What's the weather like out there?" And you're like, "Well, at least it stopped raining."
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, when it gets cold out, are you like everybody else, just give me the snow instead of the rain? Because I think the cold rain is worse than anything.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than 34 in rain. So yeah, give me the snow all day.
Yeah, I'm with that 100%. Yeah. Now, Joel, I asked, and he was very honest. I said, "Are you ready for Christmas?" And he kind of just looked at me and went, "No.
Not even close."
not even close. No.
Well, you're a busy man, Chad.
That's a fact, yeah.
Busy man.
If you could tell my wife that, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that. Right. Yeah, no, good luck with that. All right, you talk about being busy. I know today, later today, the mobile unit, the health department's mobile unit, will be out in Hebron from 5 to 7, if I'm not mistaken. You know, Chad, I remember last year when we started talking about this and how excited you were for the community to be able to have this in the area. How popular has it been? How happy have you been with the mobile unit?
Yeah, it's been great. Great to get it out. We've been all over the county. We started out with a week at the county fair or at the Hartford Fair. We did a flu clinic at Licking Valley High School on Election Day, which was very successful. We've been all over to different schools doing back to school clinics. Tonight we're down at the New Life Baby Pantry in Hebron from 5 to 7 doing immunizations, giving out cribs to families in need as well. It's just been great to get out in the community. You know, like we talked about, our building was built on a hill out away from town, and that's where it still sits. So it's just good to get where people are at and get them the services they need.
Remind folks of what the services are out of that mobile unit. I mean, you mentioned the flu vaccinations, but that's not all.
Sure, absolutely. We do all childhood vaccinations and adult vaccinations out of it. We're working on a couple events where we'll give out car seats out of it. And not only just distribute car seats, we'll install them. But also, if you have a car seat that's installed, we can check it and make sure it's installed correctly. The cribs we're giving out, if a family has a baby where they don't have a crib for it to sleep in safely, we'll give you one for free. If a family does have one, but the caregiver who during the day doesn't have one, we can give one to them as well. We did some tick education out of it earlier in the summer. We're looking to do some things like where we can go out in neighborhoods and help folks understand how to maintain their septic systems and all different things like that. So we're open. If someone has an idea and want us to come, we're open to that too. So we're just glad to get it out and get on the road.
It sounds like such a multi-purpose thing. I mean, is it mostly just what the unit does itself, or is it just having the staff that can handle all the questions?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. It's good to have the unit to get out, but also, yeah, our staff is great. Obviously our greatest assets, our staff, and they're willing to be out in the community educating, helping folks, and they're just a great, dedicated group of folks.
Yeah, you talk about the mobile unit, just to go back. You know, I'm a brand new grandfather, and it cracked me up when my son said, "Well, Dad, I can get you. You need to get a seat so you know how to, put it in. So when you're taking my daughter around, she's in there safe." I said, "Oh, wait, you're trying to tell me how to put a car seat in?" Yeah. But Chad, to that point, there are a lot of people who think, "Oh, it's in there properly." I can't imagine how many times you guys have gone and said, "Well, not so much."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's great to have one, but if it's not in properly, your child's still going to be at risk of being injured, if there is an accident. So there's a lot of times we'll find where, and it's a simple process, but our folks have been through training. It's a week-long training. They take an exam to become certified. So we have three on staff right now. So it's a really great service that we can offer, and it's all free, which is nice.
Do you have to set an appointment, or can you just come on out and say, "Hey, I just got this seat and I want to put it in"?
Ideally, we would set an appointment so that we can make sure someone's available. Those folks do other things as well. If someone stops by, we'll do our best to accommodate them. But, if they could call ahead, that'd be great.
Yeah, no doubt. And the cribs, you said, I did not know about that until I saw that you guys were going to be down in Hebron. Is that income eligible for these cribs, or is it?
No, we can give them to anyone at this point. Ideally, we're targeting those folks that can't afford them.
Sure.
But if someone needs one, we're definitely going to provide it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the thing a lot of people don't realize how many services are available to them just for the ask. I mean, don't have to prove anything, don't have to show any pay stubs or anything. It's just like, hey, this is a service that is offered in our county.
Correct, absolutely. And the Cribs for Kids program is amazing, and it's the goal there is to prevent infant mortality. So if someone needs a crib and it's going to make that child safe, we're going to give it to you.
Right on.
Why is Ohio really runs high infant mortality? And I know on a statewide level, there's been a lot to try to get that number to come down. But I mean, what is your theory on that? Why is Ohio one of those states that infant mortality just seems to be a big problem?
You know, locally in the county, we do what's called a child fatality review meeting, which is by far the worst meeting of the year, where we're reviewing all deaths under 18. This year, we saw a trend where we're seeing deaths of not with newborns, but it would be if they were 6 and 7, 8, 12 weeks old, where mom and dad are back to work. They're exhausted, and now they need that help. That's what those we're starting to target that population as well. Like, okay, we know you're back to work, but here's what you need to do. You know, don't sleep with the child. And that's why we're offering those cribs, so that the child's safe by itself on its back.
Yeah, so, and that's a huge problem. And I know, again, I've warned my son. Well, you know, she fell asleep on my chest while I was sitting in the chair. I'm like, dude, don't do that.
Right.
I mean,
you never know. You're going to roll over, and it's not on purpose at all.
No.
You know, it's just, you just never know.
Yeah. And again, it's such a sad thing. Again, I sit on the board at Licking Memorial, and you hear some of these stories. And like you said, that's a meeting no one wants to be in. None. So have you found that the state has been helpful with local departments to say, okay, here's some resources to help get this word out and to help these folks?
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, the Cribs for Kids program is a grant we get from the Ohio Department of Health. It's a regional grant where we offer that service in Coshocton and Knox counties, in Muskingum County as well. We give out the most cribs, which is great, but we also are partnering with those other counties to help them. We want to focus here, but the money we got is a regional grant. But if they get to a point where they can't give enough out, we'll take them back and distribute them here in our county.
Yeah. Again, it's. I mean, you get the seats, you got the cribs. You have the baby milk bank, I believe, is still up and running. I mean, so you folks are doing everything humanly possible to make sure that these little ones are taken care of.
Yeah, and that's our goal. And same with immunization clinics as well. We went to, like I said, several districts that did back-to-school clinics right there as the schools were doing open house this summer. And, I can't tell you how many parents said, man, we never would have got, the vaccinations because if you weren't right here. They're working. They don't have time to get to our office. So that was our goal. We were there in the evening so that, after work. And it was a really, really great thing. And we hope to expand that next year.
Flu season, how are we looking so far?
So far, so good. Numbers are haven't started to come up yet. Normally, we see a peak, in January into February after Christmas, after everybody gets together. Mm-hmm. So far, so good there. We're still offering flu vaccines. It's not too late to get that. You can come in Tuesday through Friday at the office. Just stop in, don't need an appointment, and we can get you that vaccine as well as a COVID booster as well.
And as I understand it, the flu vaccine year to year is kind of a guess, kind of the expert's best guess on here's the strains we're going to see. Do you think they got it right so far, or is it too early to tell?
I think it's too early to tell, but you're right. And CDC employs a team of mathematicians and statisticians to try to figure out which strains to put in it. Usually what we've seen over the past several years is still, if you remember back in 2009, the H1N1 pandemic, that's still the most prominent strain of flu that we see here in the county.
Okay. Mm. Now, if folks need a flu shot, do they have to have insurance? Is it pay as you go? Maybe, again, we talked earlier about some services that don't cost a dime. I mean, maybe talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Just stop in. Well, we take most insurances, so there's no out-of-pocket cost. If you don't have insurance, we're not going to turn anyone away. Mm-hmm. If you want a flu shot, you'll get it. No problem. No questions asked.
And then before we take a break, there are folks, Chad, you know this better than I do, dead set against vaccines. And I'm talking even before COVID. What are some of the tips then that you will say to folks? Okay, look, if you don't want to get the vaccine, here's what you need to do to protect yourself.
I think the number one thing, the public health folks have been talking about for decades is just wash your hands. wash them often, do it correctly, 20 seconds with warm water and soap. If you don't have soap and water, you can use a disinfectant, but washing your hands frequently, cover your cough. If you're sick, stay home. It's the same old tried and true public health stuff.
That sick when you stay home, that's awful hard.
That's a tough one.
That's a hard one for a lot of folks. And I know in here, he's always getting on me because, you know, I'll come in, or him, or whoever. But that is
it's more you than me. Let's be honest.
But that to me is the tough one. I mean, it really is.
And people got to work. You know, we understand that too. But it's just, you know, the more you're out, the more while you're sick, the more likely you are to spread it.
Right on.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town with Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown. Cloudy skies, a mix of rain and snow throughout the day, high right around 40. Cloudy tonight, could see some flurries, and then the clouds continue on Thursday as well. Before we went to the break, we were talking about all the different programs that are taking place with the Licking County Health Department. And Chad, another one that I know, again, is very important to this community because of the high smoking rate is a smoking cessation program. And you heard our general manager. He's like, man, as soon as that spot runs, people are calling. What's that phone number? Because we need to get involved with this.
Yeah, that's great. And it's the Ohio Tobacco Quit Line, which is a statewide service offered by the Ohio Department of Health. It's a toll-free call. You can call 1-800-784-8869 or 1-800-QUIT-NOW. You can call. It's a free service. When you do call, if you enroll there, you get 5 counseling sessions through that line. You don't have to go in person or anything. It's all over the phone. A lot of times people say, well, I tried and it didn't work. Well, yeah, a lot of times it takes more than once. The numbers show you're looking at 7 to 10 times to try to quit before you actually kick the habit. As a former tobacco user myself, I can tell you it's not easy. You know, it really isn't. I can still remember the day I quit. Ohio State played Penn State and we lost, and I made it through without chewing. So that was it. So I remember that vividly. But these are great resources that folks can use. There's a great resource as well for kids as well, teens. It's called My Life, My Quit, and it's very simple. You can just text Start My Quit to 36072, and it enrolls you right there, and you can chat online with a counselor as well. So one thing we're really seeing is a skyrocketing in vaping. We're seeing the smoking number fall, but vaping is obviously replaced it. So we're trying to work on that. We're in the schools providing vaping education as well, all the way down, starting as low as 6th grade, to try to get the kids before they start. So it's easier for us to prevent than it is to help you quit. Mm-hmm. So the Ohio Tobacco Quit Line has been around a long time. It's very successful, and we definitely encourage you, if you're ready to quit, especially if you're making your New Year's resolution, give them a call.
Nice. Right. That vaping thing, I mean, it boggles my mind. There's all these studies, Chad, about stink chemicals that are put in tobacco and all that. And it's fairly well documented, but the vaping thing, not as much.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of data and science around that yet. And a lot of studies are ongoing to show just about how dangerous it can be. And the FDA is looking into a lot of that. There aren't a lot of products that are actually authorized for sale by the FDA. But I think more to come there. You'll start to see more and more. So when cigarettes first came out, everyone did it because no one knew. So I think that we're in that phase now with the vaping, and I think more and more data will come out here as we
move
forward.
That's true.
I don't know if you've got the exact, I probably don't have the exact numbers, but I know at one time, again, Licking County was pretty high when it came to the smoking rate. Are you seeing the number come down? I mean, you talked about vaping going up, but are you actually seeing it among adults, seeing that number come down, or is it just they're switching to vaping?
Yeah, the adult smoking rate has plummeted. It went from, it used to be 26%, almost as if we were paying adults else to smoke here in the county if you look around statewide. But it's down to 13% now, according to our last study. And we'll be doing a survey next year to evaluate where we're at there. But the vaping rate has just skyrocketed. So, you know, as one thing goes away, something else is always going to replace it. And that's something we're working on now.
Yeah, and the days of cold turkey, now it can still be done. I mean, I'm not saying it can't. My brother had throat cancer. Soon as he had his done, never touched, has not touched another one. So, I mean, as I joked with him, I'm like, well, I would hope so, dude. It almost killed you, for God's sake. Right. I mean, so it can be cold turkey, but the quit line and getting into the program is what's where you'll get your success.
Exactly, because you have experts there that are trained to help you through those hard times. Yeah, when you're ready to go back, they have, you know, techniques and different things they can help you with so that you don't. And, yeah, having a trained expert for free, you really can't beat that.
No, not at all. Okay, let's move on. I know, you know, we're turning the calendar into the new year, and you guys are already planning some pretty big events for 2025, and one is a new one, a community baby shower.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this, and we've gained a lot of traction with this, where, you know, we just kind of, it was starting out as word of mouth, and we put it out on Facebook, and we've had 90 families already signed up to join us. It's on February 27th. It'll be at our office, although if more people will sign up, we might look for a bigger location. but, yeah, it's going to be great, where we'll be offering vaccinations, you know, again, cribs, car seats, anything, but we're also, we have some partnering organizations that'll be there to assist families with just, you know, helping their child live healthy and start healthy and ultimately have a healthy life.
You know, Chad, and Joel touched on this earlier, it's amazing how many different programs, services you folks provide. And again, I'm not saying that other county health departments, boards of health don't do this, but man, it does seem like you guys are really proactive in what you're doing. You talked about septic tanks and radon and all these different things. It's amazing how much is being done out of that building.
Yeah, we, you know, there's a lot going on there, that's for sure. And like I said, our staff is outstanding. They are just dedicated professionals. They, you know, they proved that during the pandemic, and they continue to do that day in and day out. And they're just really there to serve our community the best that they can. And, you know, we try to take a high-end customer service approach, you know, to what we do. And if we can help you out, we will. And if we don't do it, we'll get you to the right spot.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the resource. I mean, it's like, hey, I can't answer that, but I know someone that can.
Exactly.
Which is all about customer service. You talked about the pandemic and, you know, about the change of smoking versus vaping and all that. Are there health trends coming? I mean, you read little bits and pieces about bird flu and about contaminated milk. I mean, there's all these things that are kind of out there, but you know, given the nature of online news, you never really know, hey, is this thing taking hold or is it not, or is it just someone flaming out? Are there things coming that we need to be aware of?
I mean, I think it's always good to, you know, to keep an eye out. You never know. Bird flu is something, you know, when I was in graduate school, we talked about. And, you know, but of course, you know, we dealt with Ebola several years ago. And when I was in graduate school, like, here's a case study, but this will never happen. And then all of a sudden it was in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, those are things that we always just keep an eye out. That's why we're always prepared. We run a pretty robust preparedness program at the office that looks at infectious disease. We're tracking trends. We're looking for anything abnormal all the time. If we see something, we have a great relationship with Lincoln Memorial Hospital, where if they see something, they're going to let us know too. We've got surveillance systems in place. And, you know, as we track infectious disease, we have thresholds set for what we should see per month or per week. And if we exceed those thresholds, then something we kick into action and start to take a deeper look.
Right on.
And you talk about with Lincoln Memorial Hospital, it's the school districts as well, because we all know a lot of times those kids can be the carriers of a lot of different things. And we see, I mean, you're pertussis, you're a whooping cough, RSV. I mean, it usually starts there. And I know you folks have a great relationship with the local school districts as well.
Absolutely. I can't say enough about our partnership with all the schools. You know, and as the husband of a teacher, yes, there's a lot of diseases run through the schools. So, you know, the school buildings are little incubators for disease, essentially. But, you know, we have a great relationship with the administration, but also with the school nurses. If they see something, they're always letting us know, like, hey, this seems abnormal. Let's take it, and we'll take a deeper look at it. We look at absentee rates per building each day as well to see if they're exceeding any sort of threshold. And if they do, it's not time to panic. It's just we'll reach out just to see what's going on. You know, the first step isn't to panic. The first step is to take a look at and investigate, and just being able to pick up the phone and say, hey, yeah, we're seeing this. What do you think? And we're partner together is just a great resource.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it comes, because once it starts, it comes on pretty quick, does it not? Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it does. Like with flu or anything else, it takes a while. Another thing that the health department does that maybe folks know but aren't sure exactly how is the restaurant inspections, the food inspections. Again, I, you know, joke in the summertime, we have the Strawberry Festival. You guys come out and you check our trailer, but this is something you do on a regular basis as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a team of four that go out and do the inspections. We've got about 1,400 facilities here in the county. We inspect each of them twice. But we're also out, like you said, Dave, at different festivals, the Hartford Fair, doing those inspections, mobile food trucks. But also, as the Kiwanis sets up, you get a one-time license for the strawberries on the square, and we do all those inspections too. So those folks work every weekend from about April to September. People don't realize they're always out and about. A really good group, a younger group, which is just dedicated and doing a great job.
That's 1,400 facilities two times a year?
Yes.
That is insane.
That's a lot of stops.
And we try to take an approach now, an education-heavy approach, mm-hmm. to where if we're only in there twice, you still need to operate 363 days a year in compliance. So if we find a violation and can educate you on why it is and how to prevent it, that's what we want to do. Right. So it's been a really good approach where we'd rather work with an operator where they would call us and say, hey, I've got to walk in cooler down. What do you suggest versus, I better hide this and then make someone sick.
Amazing. And it's got to be an online component because I know, like, my wife keeps up to date on what's going on in the community. There's like scanner heads and, there are people around that just are wired to pay attention to things. Do you take recommendations or any of that kind of scanning off of online?
Sure. Yeah, we take a look at, Facebook's a magical place sometimes, so you just never know what you'll find there. But, folks submit complaints to us via our website all the time or via Facebook or any of our social media platforms. And, we'll take those complaints and we respond to pretty much every of them. Sometimes they're frivolous, you never know, but, we'll take them all serious, go out and take a look at it. And this is a chance for us to go out and educate the operator again and talk to them about, hey, this is a complaint we got, let's take a look. If it is valid, here's how to fix it.
Right on.
Yeah, nice. It's amazing how much is being done out there. Again, get on the website for the Licking County Health Department, the Facebook page. I know you guys keep that updated as well. That's where I get a lot of the information to find out what's happening in the community. Chad, as always, it's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, real quick.
Go ahead.
What are you wearing for the baby shower?
So, I think the jury's still on that, Joel. But,
you don't want to be wearing the same thing as him?
You got a couple of months to plan.
Let's just say it's a family-friendly event.
Oh, boy, there was an image. Thanks a lot for that, Riley. I appreciate that. This was a good show until then. Chad, as always, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. A lot being done out at the Health Department. Again, tonight, down in Hebron from 5 to 7, you can go check out the mobile unit and see all that is being taken, done through that unit, which is a great thing for the community. So, as always, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate the time.